I don't know who that number is. I don't think that's Dan, though. I think we're all ready. Steve, are you recording yet?
Recording in progress.
Thank you, sir.
Did that answer your question?
That'd be yes.
All right, running behind. I'll go ahead and call to order this special meeting of the North Lyon County Fire Protection District Board of Directors. It is Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. We are a little after 1800 hours. Apologize for that delay, everyone. Let's go ahead and start with a pledge. And Jay, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
Absolutely. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And then we'll go ahead and observe a moment of silence. Item number two, public comment. No action will be taken on any subject during public participation until it has been properly placed on an agenda for a subsequent meeting. Public comments are limited to 3 minutes. Do we have any public comment today?
Yes. Hi.
Your name for the record, ma'am.
Linda Carr. Just real.
Can you move up again?
You need to stand.
No, I don't. Linda Carr. I haven't been here the last few months just because I haven't been here, and I just never publicly thanked everybody. And I don't know that I thanked everyone the day of the service, but I just want to make sure everybody gets the correct accolades because everybody was phenomenal for getting the service together for my husband. So I just wanted to thank all of staff, everybody. So thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other public comment? Name for the record.
Casey Miller for the record. I would like to publicly apologize for my demeanor at the last meeting. It was unprofessional and very much out of character. It has weighed on me heavily, so I am sorry to the board, staff, volunteers, Mr. Hannon, and the public. I sincerely apologize to all.
Thank you, Casey. Any other public comment? All right. Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move on. Item number three, consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered routine and may be acted upon by the Board of North Lyon County Fire Protection District with one action and without an extensive hearing. Any member of the board or any citizen may request that an item be taken from the consent agenda, discussed and acted upon separately during this meeting. 3A, review and approval of board agenda.
I make a motion we approve 3A, review and approval of board agenda.
All right, we have a motion on the floor.
Second.
And we have a second. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? All right. 4-0 and one absent. Item number four, discussion possible action regarding fire riser at Station 61. Captain McCoy, sir.
No change with fire riser. I contacted QND after the last meeting. All I have to do is, if I have your approval, email him. He'll be out tomorrow, it sounds like. He'll paint the lines. We wait for USA Digs 48 hours, and they probably start Monday, I'm guessing, or Tuesday. So.
Perfect. And that's still going to be the $20,400 and then the $5,750 total?
Yes.
Per the quote that we've been looking at now for the last two meetings?
Correct.
Okay.
I make a motion that we approve the quote from Q&E Construction as the service to Fire Riser here at Station 61.
I second it.
All right. Any other discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? None. 4-0-1. And moving on. Item number five, discussion possible action to appoint interim fire chief. So I put this on the agenda. We obviously have a need to bring somebody in until we've been able to properly put on a hiring process, however that looks. The board hasn't gotten that far with their discussions yet. So really this was put in as a placeholder so that we can have an open discussion about an interim fire chief. I for one feel like we should look at an interim fire chief. We do have plenty of qualified candidates regionally. I have proactively taken steps to reach out to the other fire chiefs in the area, namely Truckee Meadows Fire Protection District, Reno Fire, Sparks Fire Department. I've only heard back from Chief White with Sparks Fire. He's given me a name and contact that I haven't reached out to yet. That was just today. And then I've been given a name by Chief Moore with Truckee Meadows Fire Protection District. That candidate came with several letters of recommendation, which I will be, after this meeting, we'll go ahead and release those out for all the board, and we'll make those available to the public as well. Any other discussion? Anyone have any thoughts on bringing on an interim?
I don't have a discussion. No.
Okay. I think we all agree there's a need. We had some interested candidates internally. I spoke with those candidates, kind of, you know, explained what the challenges going forward would be for them. And I think given the current political environment, it might be best to look outside but keep it regional. I know we've always discussed having people that are close to the department that know this area, know the politics, know the players, have the relationships with our friends and neighbors in the fire service. So that would be my vote going forward to bring someone on. We can make this as no risk, low risk as possible. We have that ability as a board to do that. So we'll probably need to discuss a contract. We can all work, or I can work on providing a contract, just a baseline contract. We can amend as needed to kind of save us some time for the next meeting. And then if anybody else has any other candidates that they'd like to bring forward for the board to assess, and we can put it to vote for an interim fire chief.
And that's something that we're not going to discuss and disclose now?
No. Well, so after this, so the reason that we haven't made it a public thing yet is because we haven't decided if we're going to have an interim fire chief. So this item is specifically for us, and we don't have to take action on it, but this is us saying that we're going to move forward with an assistant fire chief if we all agree, or at least for the search for one. And then next meeting, we'll go ahead and have another special meeting on the 27th, which is next Wednesday, I believe.
You have the board budget workshop at 6,
yeah.
And then it was discussed possibly the meeting at 7.
So it'll turn into maybe a bit of a late night. That being said, we still haven't heard, and this is kind of off topic, we haven't heard back from the accountant, so that budget meeting may be short because we don't have anything to look at yet. So that being said, we might be able to get right into that discussion with the interim chief, bring in candidates, talk to them. We can throw some questions together. We can use the questions that we had for the recent assistant chief panel, and we can move forward. Does anyone have any other thoughts on that?
No, I fully agree that right now I think our best approach is to look from outside. Having gone through something similar about a year ago, where my name was thrown out in a room just in that building on Silver Lake out there as to why someone was terminated, I think to protect the entire process, that I think our best avenue is to look outside.
Yeah. My only question is, what is the budget difference look like compared from an interim chief to have we hired an assistant fire chief?
So that's going to be a moving target until we sit down with whichever individual we choose to sit down with and move forward with. We can move as early as next meeting to appoint a person. We can even have the discussion and begin the negotiations portion of what that contract, what those numbers look like. I feel like part of coming to that meeting ready with just a boilerplate contract is going to save us time. It's going to save us additional subsequent meetings to try to hammer language down. We could just talk numbers. Also over the next week, if we want to have a more open discussion with candidates, we can do so, and we can get an idea of what they're looking at money-wise. What would that look like as opposed to the assistant chief? It would probably be at that pay level, not to exceed the original starting pay for the fire chief, which was $145,000. And that's just throwing numbers out right now. I didn't see what we were looking to pay an assistant fire chief, but I know it was more than a fireman or a captain.
Okay.
but less than the chief. So to give us kind of a spectrum of what that might look like, it could be anywhere from 110, 120 up to 145. I don't feel like it would be, depending on the candidate, we're not going to go exorbitant on that amount.
Right, and based on this current year's budget, it would be about 2 months actually, not a full year.
Yeah. So it would be the final 2 months of this fiscal year, and
roughly
then
2 months, yeah.
Yeah, and then we'll have the beginnings of next fiscal year. Obviously, we still have to look at that budget to determine what we have wiggle room wise. But once we have those, we should be safe to move forward. I look at it as it was built into the budget at one point. I know things have changed. It's really just a matter of looking at those numbers and seeing what safe looks like for us right now. So I know this is kind of all at once, but we'll need to just take a look at that, bring a candidate in, and move forward. So, awesome. Any other questions, comments, concerns, discussion? All right. No action on five. Go ahead and move on. Item number six, discussion of possible action to reimburse Western Fire Chiefs Association for travel expenses of the two assistant fire chief candidates. I spoke with Mr. Groom prior to the last meeting, and following the last meeting, he did have some concerns with, you know, those guys coming out based on the vote that the board made to stop that process and withdraw from that MOU. Randy did ask if that's something that the board would consider for reimbursement, since we didn't move forward with anybody. I told him that I would advocate for that, and so that's why it's on the agenda. I think it's the right thing to do myself. I feel like this amount is within the budget, even though that's kind of a bold thing to say, given we don't know exactly what the budget looks like. But for this amount, I'm sure we can find that money to make them whole. Any thoughts on that?
What is the amount?
So at the second page of your packet, there was more to this packet. This is kind of the cover page, like itemized page of everything. And what you see is it covers both the candidates' travel. I asked them to submit receipts. They did. And this is the total of it. And then there is also some expenses for Randy as well. And then also advertising. We could part this out. We can accept the entire total. We have the ability to do so. There's nothing in the MOU that says we have to do this. This is just a good faith kind of move. And again, I feel like it's the right thing to make them whole.
Well, wasn't one of the candidates a resident here in Fernley?
I believe that was the case, yes. And I only see one of the candidates on here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, under direct expense, candidate travel.
Ah.
And then to reiterate, the process costs us nothing up front. Had we have moved forward with the candidate, we would have paid 18% of that individual's annual base salary for the first year.
Oh.
So Western Fire Chiefs isn't making anything on this. This was a financial loss to them.
They're getting reimbursed, basically.
They're getting reimbursed, yeah. So I'm okay with the total amount, but if we want to break it down, we can break it down.
No, I'm good. You need a motion or?
I'm good. You need a motion?
Yeah, if we're good. Motion and we'll do it. I can make the motion too.
I was going to say, do you want to make a motion?
Mike was going to make it, I believe.
Yeah, I can go ahead and make the motion.
Okay.
I make a motion to reimburse Western Fire Chiefs Association for travel expenses of the two assistant fire chief candidates at a total of $3,960.20.
I second.
All right. Any other discussion? None? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. 401. Item number 7, discussion possible action on grievance 24-03, step 1. The fire chief had reached out to me a few weeks ago and had designated me as his designee to handle grievance 24-03. Mike came on with me on this one as well. I like to go back to having two people. That way there's no question about what happened. I was notified by the union 3 days ago, 2 days ago, that they will be withdrawing that grievance. So unless the board has any appetite to continue with that grievance, I think it's best to just drop it and move forward. So that's my recommendation. We don't we don't, or we can take an action to just let it die as is.
Let it go.
Okay.
I agree.
Any other discussion? All right. Take a motion.
Public comment.
I think it'd be okay for us to. This is possible action. We'll go ahead and make it an actual item. Make a motion to accept the union's withdrawal from the grievance.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to accept the union's removal from, or what is it called again?
Withdrawal.
Withdrawal from grievance 24-303, step one.
I second it.
All right. Motion and a second. Any other discussion? None. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? All right. 401. Item number 8, public comment. Again, no action will be taken on any subject during public participation until it has been properly placed on an agenda for a subsequent meeting. Public comments are limited to 3 minutes. Do we have any other public comment?
I have concern over something Paul Murphy said.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
I'm a Fernley resident.
Would you, for the record, state your name, please?
Fernley resident. I don't have to.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You should not be the sole person drafting a contract. This is a member board, and like you said, more than one person. So I have some conflict with that, and I will be addressing it if there's not more than one board member or the contract does not go before the board.
Thank you.
I think anybody can hear.
Any other public comment in the room? All right. Stephen, do we have anyone on the intro webs? Perfect. All right. Moving on. Item number 9, adjournment.
Recording stopped.
The one that I just talked about. So, what I was, again, I'll go back to the plan.